This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. When I was a young man just coming up in Christ, I did a great deal of reading. As I noted earlier, I read a lot of Bible study books. I had a deep hunger to know and understand God and His ways. For the first 25 years of my adult life, I think I read only one work of fiction, James Michener's Chesapeake. Otherwise, I pretty much considered that kind of reading to be frivolous. Then in 85 or 86, I was visiting with some friends who lived about 15 miles down the road. They had an inviting home that sat on 8 acres, had a ministry of hospitality, and lived just far enough away from civilization that a visit to their house seemed like a trip to the country. Well, that evening, as I was heading out to the car, the man of the house pointed me to several boxes of books in his garage. "Pick through 'em," he said. "Find yourself a few. I'm going to take 'em to the Salvation Army tomorrow." Glancing down at the books in the box, I quickly realized that 90% of them were fiction, mostly historical fiction. Though I wasn't particularly interested, I didn't want to offend my friend, so I reached in and rooted around. A cover caught my eye, and a title, Follow the River. I picked it up and began to read the blurb on the back cover. Mary Ingalls was 23, married and pregnant, when Shawnee Indians invaded her peaceful Virginia settlement, killed the men and women, then took her captive. For months, she lived with them, unbroken, until she escaped and followed a 1,000-mile trail to freedom, an extraordinary story of a pioneer woman who risked her life to return to her people. Suddenly, I wanted to read this book. And even better, a little blurb on the front cover read, "A novel based on the true ordeal of Mary Ingalls." Well, I took it, drove home, opened it up, and began to read. A day and a half later, I finished the last page. Wow, what a story. From that moment, I began feasting on the novels of Follow the River's author, James Alexander Thom. Then, I jumped to Alan Eckert's true story of Simon Kenton, as told in his classic work of fiction based on real history, a work titled The Frontiersman. Grandpa Will's character in Bloodlines, the fictional character I introduced you to a few days ago, was inspired by Kenton's true life story. Needless to say, I have long since overcome my resistance to fact-based historical fiction. I stepped down from my high-minded perch and slowly came to realize the power of a well-crafted, well-researched work of historical fiction. The truth is, on some small scale, I have come to appreciate the education one can gain by reading fact-based historical fiction. History is best told in story form. It's a far better way to learn than just memorizing cold, hard facts and dates and events and places. That's no fun. Even the lessons of history are best learned through well-told stories. When I set out with my friend John to begin writing Bloodlines, one of the first things I learned about storytelling was the principle of show, don't tell. In other words, show your characters doing something or paint a scene that conveys an idea rather than just having them tell your audience. A lot of what I've been presenting on these Night Watch podcasts have been real, true stories, stories of actual historic figures. And I'll continue to do that. But I also wanted to introduce you to some make-believe characters as well, characters who can also teach us not only about history and the ideas that propel history forward, but also about life itself, particularly life with and without God. I hope you found my McDonald characters from the Bloodlines novel to be interesting and inspirational. Up next, a fun story. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.